Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It is 97.1 AMP with Book, Chels, Crystal B. How many days have we been in quarantine now? Has it been 2-3 weeks? What's it been?
I think we're going on 3 weeks now.
Yeah, this is our third.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Wow. Have you guys noticed, this is fun, have you noticed in your neighborhood the people walking, whether it be West Hollywood or Torrance, my neighborhood's Tarzana, have you noticed that there are all these people you've never seen before?
And it's like a family affair.
I've got my eye on a couple really hot guys across the street that I didn't never knew lived there before. I'm like, all right, now I know. Great.
But isn't it weird who has been dragged out of the house during this?
Yeah.
My thought is, where have they been all of this other time? Like, what do you do that you're never out ever walking at any point on the weekend at any time? I see all these people I've never seen before.
They're in their own quarantine.
It's all we could do now.
It's like fishbowl. I just look out the window like, wow, who's that? Wonder where they live.
Uh-huh.
Trending is next. Crystal B has that What's Coming Up a taste.
I've been telling you guys about this guy who hit on this girl with his drone. Well, they finally met. Kinda, sorta. I have an update.
I saw the video,
it's
by the way.
It's so cute.
It is pretty good. Hold on. It's next on AMP.
Yeah. AMP.
Booker, Chelsea, Crystal on AMP Radio. It is trending time. Crystal B does that. What's going on?
All right. I've been telling you guys about this guy who picked up on his neighbor with his drone. Well, now they finally met. Kinda, sorta.
I needed to see her, but I also wanted to respect the fact that we should be social distancing. I crossed the street and texted Tori to come outside and look to the left. I think she liked it. I brought flowers and hand sanitizer, but that was a misstep considering I was locked inside this bubble. We were having a lovely walk in the neighborhood when a cop car pulled up, but he recognized us from the news last night and just wanted a selfie.
He was legit, like, bubble boy, inside a bubble, walking the streets of New York as she was still practicing social distancing 6 feet from his bubble. And they're, like, pretty official now, like, they've gone on, this is, would be like the, technically their second date.
You know, looking at the two of them, you know how sometimes you look at people and you say, hey, they match or they don't match? To me, they're a perfect match.
Aww. And all of this that he's documenting would go so perfect at their wedding. Just saying.
The story they'll tell their kids.
Exactly. Some food news and free food news, which we love. Taco Bell is giving everyone in the entire country a free taco today only. So you have to go to a Taco Bell drive-thru today and you'll get a free Doritos Locos taco. No purchase necessary. You literally just drive up and ask them for the taco.
Have you ever done that where you've just said, I want the free thing? That would feel weird.
Yeah, I would feel bad about it.
You know what? I'm so bored. I might just drive to a Taco Bell and get my free effing taco. Yeah. All right, trending in LA. We've seen people around the world cheer on healthcare professionals in Italy, Spain, Brooklyn, and now right here in LA in Silver Lake, they too felt like cheering on medical staff. So my sister lives in Silver Lake and she had actually sent me a video that she had taken, and then I saw it on the news and I was like, wow, this is so freaking cool. People in Silver Lake just screaming, banging their pots and pans, just trying to show love and cheer up the neighborhood. I'm Crystal V, and if it's trending, you know I got you.
Yeah. Book with Chelsea and Crystal B. Chelsea does entertainment. What's going on?
Yeah, so let's talk about how John Legend and Chrissy Teigen are the cutest parents ever. They held a wedding ceremony for their daughter Luna's stuffed animals, Lamb and Bunny, and it is hilariously adorable. They took it very, very seriously. Chrissy officiated the wedding.
It's a beautiful day out. It's a good day for a wedding. I don't know how many of you have been to a wedding between two stuffed animals, but what I found is that they are everlasting.
And then, of course, John sang the couple's favorite song, which happens to be Selena Gomez's Can't Keep My Hands to Myself.
Right, right. All of the downs and the uppers keep making love to each other. Can't keep my hands to myself.
I swear, they need their own reality show. I would totally watch They're the New Kardashians.
Yeah, I don't know about all that.
Rihanna is back in the comments section in DJ Spade's Instagram Live, this time giving Kevin Durant, who has coronavirus, a hard time. When he entered the live, she commented, "Is Katie allowed in here? Should I wear a mask to live?" And then Durant responded, "Yo, Robin, didn't you just come from Europe?" And then guess who, of course, chimed in?
Drake.
Yes.
I knew it.
Drake chimed in, said, "We have to dead the Trey 5 Corona jokes." And then the funny thing is that Durant and Rihanna both ignored him. Like, no one commented back to Drake.
Quiet.
I, like, love it because I think Drake's, like, so cool, obviously. But I feel like Rihanna is, like, the one person that makes him seem not cool. Like,
right.
Seems nerdy. Just how she, like, responds to him. I think it's hilarious. All right, speaking of reunions in a social distancing kind of way, John Krasinski launched his own talk show on YouTube called Some Good News. And he kicked it off with his Office co-star, Steve Carell.
We were on a little show called The Office, and it turned 15 years old this week. I mean, I was a waiter when I got that job. I was 23 years old. I was a waiter. And after the pilot, I went back to waiting tables because I was sure nothing was going to happen with it. And
it's such a happy surprise that after all these years, people are still tuning in.
And they even talked about how they want to have an office reunion in the future. So that's very exciting.
Nice.
I'm Chelsea, and that's your entertainment news.
I'll watch anything at this point.
Literally.
Right?
Yeah.
Go show. It's your birthday.
The celebrity birthdays are still happening, and we want to get you involved in our celebrity birthdays. If you're listening every morning, hit up Crystal B or Chelsea or myself and tell us that someone maybe in your family is having a birthday or you're having a birthday. We'll give you a shout out on the radio in our little birthday segment where we rip on celebrities. Like Liza Koshy. You know her? She's a YouTuber. It's her birthday today.
That's great.
There's this ex-vice president. I think he invented the internet. Al Gore. It's his birthday today. He's 100 or something. I don't even know. Here's a little trivia for you two.
Okay.
And I have a feeling you two will know who this person is with a little prodding. Like if I say her name, you may say, I'm not sure. But I'm betting Crystal B will know this one.
Okay.
But the name is Camilla Osman. She's 25.
Okay.
The clue is she looks a lot like someone else that might be famous, and she may have even appeared on their television show.
What?
Kim Kardashian's lookalike.
Oh,
come on.
That's the most random birthday you've ever given us.
I was actually just testing Crystal B's Kardashian knowledge.
She's a fraud, so I don't know her.
You know what? No birthday for her. Never mind. No one needs to know about her birthday. Okay, here's a trivia for both of you.
Okay.
I'll give you a couple
Another
of words.
One.
We'll make this fun.
I like this.
It's fun.
You said he was fun, so we'll start there. Person's fun. He produces fun.
Okay.
Lena.
What?
Friends with Taylor.
Friends with Taylor?
He makes fun. He produces...
Ed Sheeran? No.
Oh my God, Jack Antonoff.
Oh.
My God, this is so easy.
Wow.
I thought you were like singing a song for a second.
Oh, this is the worst birthday ever.
We're not awake.
You could have said he dated Lena Dunham.
I said Lena Dunham. I said he produced. I said fun, which the band he was in.
Oh my gosh.
You two stink.
Well, it's too
People
sad.
In their cars knew this one. Happy birthday, Jack. If you're celebrating a birthday today, happy birthday to you. This is Amp.
Yeah.
Nice, everyone. Amp.
Any excuse we can get to play that song, we play it. It is Feels Good Time on AMP. Okay, so here's a great story. So this high school principal, of course, school's out, and you still have the connection with the kids, and you want to see the kids. And some of the kids are still out there working, and they got a job to do. And one of the students of this principal happened to be working at the drive-thru. And the principal rolled through the drive-thru to give this special message.
So I'm at Culver's, where Caitlin Watson is working, and I'm about to tell her a huge announcement. Hi, Caitlin.
Hi.
So
I got you on camera because I want to announce something to you today.
Okay.
You are GTA's 2020 class valedictorian.
I am.
You are.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much.
You are. You're welcome.
I all of a sudden love all of my teachers.
Aw, surprise, that worked.
If it was me, I would somehow think I was still in trouble.
Yeah.
I would be like, if the principal's here, I'm screwed. I did something definitely wrong. A little taste of feeling good this morning. I hope you feel better. Book, Chels, Crystal B on Amp Radio. Crystal B does the trending, and it's time. What's going on?
So let's take a break from coronavirus really quick. I want to mix it up about this video that has gone viral of two sisters. One sister has cancer. She lost her hair, and the other sister decided to shave her head because her sister was feeling ugly, and then she goes on to shave her eyebrows, and you just hear the reaction and the emotion from her sister in that moment.
I shaved my head today for my sister, and she's sitting here because she thinks she looks ugly. Let me show you. These are meaningless, Gabby. Who cares about these? I love you. You look beautiful, boo-boo. Beautiful,
I was bawling my eyes out. Of course, my sister sent it to me, and she was just like, I would do this for you. I would shave my head for you. Aww. I was like, really? I don't know if I'd shave
You're
my
like,
head
like, I wouldn't.
For you.
Sorry.
Yeah. My brother wouldn't even return my call on that one.
It was such a beautiful video. And Rihanna commented showing love, too, which was huge. All right, so we've all seen the footage of spring breakers still traveling, trying to act like coronavirus isn't happening.
Where are their parents at? That's my question.
I will tell you right now. This one 21-year-old went to Texas for spring break, and his dad was not happy about it. He said he kept texting him, come back home, it isn't safe. Even in the city that they were in, Texas, they closed the beaches, so they couldn't really go out anyway. When he got home from spring break, he found his car packed with groceries in the trunk, $300 in cash, and a note from his dad telling him he was not allowed to come back in the house. He has to go find somewhere to stay. And he also told him, by the way, I know you're coming from the airport. If you need to go pee, go in the bushes on the side of the house.
Tough love. I love it.
That is parenting right there.
I love it. Yeah, he wins. And the Tokyo Olympics were supposed to be this summer. We knew that they were postponed, and now they have an official date of July 23rd to August 8th. Next year, 2021. So there we go. We have to wait over a year now. Trending all day yesterday was the date June 10th, 2020 on Twitter. And it was trending all because the governor in Virginia issued their stay-at-home order to be extended to June 10th, 2020. And the internet was shooketh because is this really going to last that long?
Could go longer. Some people say this could go up to 8 months.
Oh my gosh. Please no. Trending in LA, the Rose Bowl loop in Pasadena was causing a controversy because it still wasn't closed. People were still going on the grass, working out, running around. So the city of Pasadena announced that the Rose Bowl loop and the entire Rose Bowl parking is now closed. I'm Crystal B, and if it's trending, you know I got you.
Yeah. 97.1.
Book Chelsea, Crystal B, on Amp, and it's time for entertainment. Chelsea does that. What's going on?
All right, so what do the Tiger King and Britney Spears have in common?
They're both amazing.
Okay, well, that too. But get this. It turns out Doc Antle from the Netflix series, he's the one who has a ton of wives. He was in Britney's 2001 VMA's performance of I'm a Slave for You. One where she has like the python around her neck.
I was there, yeah.
You were?
Wow.
Booker?
Yeah, it was in the crowd, sure.
Wow.
So, okay, so obviously you recall that she had a bunch of animals on stage,
uh-huh.
And Doc is in the tiger cage with the tiger. Mind blown, right?
Wow.
And then there's also a picture of Britney in the audience the same year, and it looks like Carol Baskin is sitting next to her.
What?
She has like cheetah print on and everything. Some people are saying it isn't her, but I swear you guys, look up this picture. It is Carol Baskin, Britney Spears. This is too much.
Wild.
So Drake has finally given us what we've all wanted, a picture of his 2-year-old son, Adonis. He shared photos on Instagram, and oh my gosh, he is like the cutest kid on the planet. Did you guys see?
Yes, mm-hmm. Adorable.
That curly red hair.
Blonde hair. He's a blondie.
It looks red to me.
It's like a strawberry blonde.
It's an ish.
All right, Cardi B's husband, Offset, is responding to the cheating rumors after people accused him of hiding his phone from Cardi in a gaming video stream. He went on Instagram Live to explain himself, and of course, he denied it.
Y'all making something out of nothing out of that. When I was playing a game, my girl came in the room,
And I grabbed the phone or whatever the hell y'all saying. I did. I grabbed the phone. I put it up. I put it back when she left. Come on with the. We got so much negative energy already in the sickness. Don't bring none of that negativity to my family, man. We chilling.
I just thought it was a dude looking at porn, and he was trying to hide it from his girl.
Could be that, too.
But I feel like Cardi's the kind of person that wouldn't get annoyed if her man was looking at porn.
Could have been a slid-in DM, and it could have been a personal one.
Well, see, that's cheating. That's cheating if you're getting
It's not cheating.
DM
you can't help
porn.
It if somebody sends you a picture of them naked. What are you supposed to do? Call the internet police?
Yeah, but him hiding it shows that he's guilty of enjoying it.
I share the D-pics that I get with you guys.
Yeah.
It's not a big deal.
Thanks,
go.
By the way. Could you stop doing that? I'm tired of seeing random Ds all day long from you two.
I love it. It's funny. They all look so different.
You're welcome.
And last, but certainly not least, good news for my fellow Harry Styles fans. What's he been doing in quarantine? He revealed he's, and I quote, writing so much new music. He also is writing poems. Swoon. Can you imagine if we got a book of poems from Harry Styles when we come out of this?
Did you say swoon or snooze? Because I'm snooze.
I said swoon.
Oh.
I just took a nap during this segment. I was like...
Snooze.
Okay.
Well, are we done?
You guys are very rude. No, we're not done. We're done when I say I'm done. Okay, I'm done. I'm Chelsea, and that's your entertainment news.
Yeah. 97.1 AMP. We are in it with you from our homes this morning and from our neighborhoods this morning. My neighbors, I don't think they're walking their dog. So in my backyard, all I smell is dog pee.
Ooh, yeah. The worst.
I can't complain. They're in quarantine.
It's their yard.
It's their yard, I have to smell it. You
gotta
know?
Let that go for sure.
I know. Do you have a next door in your hood there, Chels?
Yeah, there's this one post I just saw about a lady is asking, she goes, has anyone else seen the elderly couple who are walking the streets nude around 6:45 a.m.? She goes, like, please let me know because I want to join them. And I was like looking in the comments and I'm like, is this real? And like, I think it's real, you guys. So I like kind of want to see, but clearly don't. But then I do.
No,
I'm torn.
You don't want to see that.
But like, how funny is that? I'm like, only in West Hollywood, right?
Mm-hmm.
I will be honest. The main reason I've been going on Nextdoor app is because I think we're going to get like a notice about people talking crap about us because we've been in the backyard almost every day since quarantine. We got this fire pit, but we've been blasting music. I'll even be looking around like, is anyone looking over at us? But I'm like, any day, we're going to be in the Nextdoor
app. Our buttholes, for sure.
It's a vibe.
I'm annoyed by what everybody else does, so I really am cognizant of trying not to do that. Like, I only listen on my little tiny speaker.
That's boring.
Yeah, but if someone came over and complained, I'd be like, you don't have to get up to work tomorrow.
Very true.
Nextdoor is fun. If you're looking for some entertainment, just investigate what's going on in your own neighborhood. You won't even believe it. It's
naked
just,
neighbors.
Oh, my God. It's insane what you'll read. All right. This is AMP. Yeah. 97.1 AMP. Book Chels, Crystal B on AMP Radio. There's a lot of things happening in your house that maybe you're attempting that maybe you shouldn't be attempting because it's a job for a professional. Crystal B was sending us texts all day yesterday, and she had this weird creamy mixture. Chels, did you know what it was?
I mean, it looked a little pretty nasty, but yes, I definitely knew what it was. She was trying to dye her hair. No one's going to see you for the next 2 months. Why the need, the urgency?
I see me. Not only did I dye my hair, I removed all of my extensions. I mean, it wasn't a total fail, I don't think.
Here, I'll give you guys light. It looks a little bit darker.
It's darker.
It looks great.
Yeah, it's darker.
I'm impressed.
We added some low lights here, you know, as they say in the hair salons. And I was like, as long as my hair doesn't fry off or turn green, I'll be happy.
I want to cut my girlfriend's bangs because how hard could it be? It's a straight line.
No, don't do that.
I don't know.
That's
Booker.
Dangerous.
That doesn't seem like that's a big deal. A straight line.
Okay, Booker, we're looking at you right now. Why don't you cut your own hair first?
Yeah.
How about that? Let's start there.
That's very hard. Okay, just some of the things that we're attempting at home that we probably shouldn't be.
Hey, I look good.
And Crystal B, you look great.
Thanks.
On a camera about an inch big, you look amazing.
Haters. Yeah. Nice.
AMP. Book Chelsea, Crystal on AMP. Kristen Lamone, she's a next from her house. Feel badly for her boyfriend.
Why? Kristen's fun.
She's too much fun. She's probably driving him crazy. She is one of those relationships where she's the loud one and he's the quiet one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the same sort of relationship where I'm the loud one and my girlfriend's the quiet one.
Yep.
And I'm doing my best of hiding all day long so I don't like get in her hair because I know I'm probably annoying. Whatever. She's coming in next. Everybody have a great day. A beautiful day. Sun, 80.
Ooh.
Think about all the things we could be doing.
I know.
It'll make you feel like crap. All right, guys. Have a good day. It is AMP.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.